Cold night, Sunday night, low 27. Our weather app will keep you on top of these drastic weather changes this week. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. Four employees of a Montgomery's doctor's office have been indicted in an ongoing pill mill investigation. Lillian Akwuba, Julio Delgado, Stephen Cox, and Elizabeth Cronier have been indicted on 87 combined counts. These indictments go along with Dr. Gilberto Sanchez and his family practice office on the Atlanta Highway. State homicide investigators have arrested two people, LaDaniel Tuck and Latone Daniel. Detectives say Tuck and Daniel face murder charges for the shooting death of 87-year-old Thomas Chandler. Robbery was the motive. And Governor Kay Ivey's office says Alabama has received a $1.5 million grant from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation. The grant will help pre-K through third grade early learning programs in the state. Schools participating in the program will have access to education specialists who will help teachers implement instructional practices in the classroom. That's a look at your headlines. I'm Wendell Jay.
Hey, folks. Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust Smile Makers. The doctors over at Smile Makers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At Smile Makers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at Smile Makers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give Smile Makers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at SmileMakersAL.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
The liberal establishment will say anything to stop Roy Moore, but we know better.
Roy Moore is a man of character. He knows what it means to serve.
I definitely believe the establishment is trying to stop Roy Moore.
Judge Roy Moore will bring a flashlight of accountability to Washington, D.C.
Education is important in my generation. Judge Roy Moore is a leader that I can trust.
Judge Roy Moore will stand for the rights of the unborn.
I'm a mom. I carry to protect my family. Judge Roy Moore will stand for the Second Amendment.
Yes, Roy Moore stands for securing the border, conservative judges, tax cuts, and rebuilding the military. Here's what our Commander-in-Chief Donald Trump said about Moore's opponent, Doug Jones.
We don't need a liberal person in there, Jones. I've looked at his record. It's terrible on crime, bad on borders, bad with the military, bad for the Second Amendment.
Roy Moore, the right choice for Alabama.
My name's Roy Moore, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Judge Roy Moore for U.S. Senate.
Glass. We literally take glass for granted. Just think about it. Every day we get in our cars, head out for the day, and do we ever say, thank you, glass? Thank you for keeping the bugs out of my mouth. Thank you for keeping the rain out. Thank you, glass, for just being glass. And besides having glass to protect us and keep us comfortable, glass can also be used to decorate your house, place of worship, or even your storefront. So do yourself a favor and call Independent Glass at 263-2823. That's 263-2823. Or contact them online at independentglassco.com. Independent Glass, where you should go for home, commercial, or auto glass needs.
Keep the jingle in your pocket this season. Visit Capital Pawn Shop, because your Christmas gift list shouldn't make you cringe. Paying retail doesn't increase the joy of giving. Capital Pawn offers the same high-quality merchandise at a fraction of the cost. And should you find yourself short on cash this season, it's not necessary to sell a valuable family treasure. For a discreet, safe, and worry-free way to get quick cash, visit Capital Pawn Shop.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Guys, 7.5 minutes after 11 o'clock.
I have a question.
I may or may not have an answer.
You do. You have an answer for everything, even if you make it up.
Well, I'll make one up. It may or may not be a good answer. Let me tell you that. It may or may not be accurate.
Except I don't think Doug Jones is a communist. But anyway.
Well.
He has left leanings, like very left.
Yeah.
But he's not a commie.
Okay. Go ahead.
What do you think about moving the capital, the embassy to Jerusalem? Are you sizzled up about that one way or the other?
No. The only reason I'm glad he's doing it. The only reason.
Does Netanyahu want him to do it?
Now, that I don't know the answer to. The only reason I want to do it is I absolutely love when the left gets all sizzled up.
Yeah, they're all.
And I love when the left aligns with Muslims because then their true feelings are displayed. Because right. The left likes to act like they're pro-American. They like to act like, oh, we love the flag too, and we love democracy and constitutional republic, and we love patriotism. They try to act like they're remember when dissent was patriotic? Remember when that was the big expression they had back during the early part of the Iraq War? Oh, dissent is patriotic. You know, going around trashing America and stepping on the flag and burning the flag, that's patriotic. You know, that's
did anybody say that out loud, Baron?
Yes, the left. The left, everything the left espouses, and this is why I call Doug Jones a communist. Everything the left espouses is aimed at the destruction of Western civilization. Everything.
You just came out of your seat.
I did. I almost stood up. The first people Muslims would kill are leftists in this country. The first people Muslims would kill, if they took over, would be the leftists. They would go after the homosexuals. They would go after feminists. They would go after the slut-shaming marchers. They would go after all those people. But do you know who the left identifies with more than their fellow Americans? Muslims. You know why? Because they also seek the complete destruction of Western civilization. And so anytime you can do, and this is the genius of Donald Trump. This is the 4D chess. Donald Trump doesn't give a damn where the American embassy is in Israel. He doesn't care where the American embassy is in Israel. What he knows is by suggesting he's going to move it, and keep in mind, folks, it may never get moved. It's a minimum of 4 to 6 years out. He may not even still be there. I mean, I recognize the reality that he has to run for election again in 2020. And on January 20th, 11:59 a.m., he may be serving his last minute in office of 2021. I hope it's not true. I hope they change the Constitution and let him serve for another 5 terms. He's been the most effective president we've ever had in my lifetime, including Ronald Reagan. And what he's doing around the world, world peace, American stature, American sovereignty, is absolutely unparalleled and unprecedented, maybe since the great Teddy Roosevelt. He may be the biggest influence in American history since Teddy Roosevelt. But anytime he can make a move that gets the left and the Muslims around the world who seek the destruction of the United States and Western civilization and marry those two positions and expose the left as anti-American, anti-Western values, anti-family, anti-everything that made this country great, every time he can take the opportunity to do that, he's going to take the opportunity to do that. So who's upset about him moving the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem? Who? The left.
The lefty.
And the Muslims.
Yeah, I know that.
So once again, they're in line with one another. It's absolutely unbelievable how the left continues to say, well, I mean, name one Muslim country that shares a single value we would identify as an American value. Name one. Name one Muslim-majority country that any leftist in this country would want to go live in.
Well, it's like Friday's rules.
No, name one.
There ain't Nairn.
Exactly. There ain't Nairn. There ain't a Nairn country that a single leftist would want to leave the United States for and go live in that is a majority Muslim.
I wish all these movie people that promised to leave would leave.
Where are they going to go?
Australia.
Oh, Australia's on its way to being majority Muslim. I mean, they've got the boats open. You know, this is what I don't understand. There are 6 million people. I have this article somewhere. I don't know. I may still have it. Maybe in my little evergreen stack here. Yeah, here it is. Europe's migrant crisis. Millions more still to come. There are more than 6 million migrants waiting in countries around the Mediterranean to cross into Europe. The biggest migration movements are still ahead. Africa's population will double in the next decades. Nigeria will grow to 400 million people. I mean, this is unbelievable. What we're facing on a global scale due to globalism and leftism and how it's invading this country, and it is being ushered in. See, the left holds simultaneous positions that require cognitive dissonance on unprecedented scales in order to hold the two simultaneously distinct positions. On the one hand, they claim to be for women's rights and gay rights. On the other hand, they're trying to move in by the millions Muslims into this country. And if they're coming from the Middle East and North Africa, they're Muslims. 99% of them are Muslims. And 98% of those coming hate you. Hate everything you stand for. Westerner, liberal, Democrat. Yet you want to bring them in. Why? Because your globalist betters have convinced you, because you're not a critical thinker, they've convinced you that it's so compassionate and it's so right. And we have great big country. And by God, when they get here, they'll just fall in love with us.
Let the Yemens in.
Oh, let the Yemenis, let the Saudis. Can we get some Jordanians over here, please? They seem so rational. What about some Turks? Those are good people.
Now, wait a minute. Turkeys.
In terms of Muslims, they're maybe the most tolerant. And that says something.
Yeah.
Considering you can still be executed in the public square for owning a Bible in Turkey. Okay? This is the value.
I guess the Gideons hadn't made it over there.
No, the Gideons have not made it over there. I mean, but this is what I'm saying. I mean, so when the left achieves their ultimate goal, which is mass migration into this country from all over the Middle East and North Africa, the first people that will be killed are the left. Which tells you the left is not a critical thinking group of people. So when the left support people like Doug Jones, I run for the damned hills. That domestic terror organization, the Southern Poverty Law Center, led by its chief domestic terrorist, Morris Dees.
Well, Morris is not all that involved anymore.
Okay. Led by its chief domestic terrorist, Richard Cohen, globalist domestic terrorist. I mean, this is what I'm talking about. You cannot be a sane, rational leftist. Because you can't possibly hold those types of... It's a damned mental disorder. It truly is. Being a leftist is to be mentally ill. It's to be... You need treatment. You should be put into a group home or something. Taken out of polite society. How did we get on that?
I don't know. I brought it up and God knows I'm paying
for
it.
Oh, you brought up the Tel Aviv deal.
And I'm paying for it.
Who's this?
Greg T.
Greg T. You're on the air, my friend.
Hey, Baron. Hey, can I change just half a second? The lady on Facebook the other day that got caught for fraud and all. Did you see her picture on Facebook?
No.
No, what did she do?
Got 15 years for fraud and all. I can't pronounce the name. Starts with F. I know that one. But anyway, she got caught. They've been having a trial, and then she got sentenced the other day. I think 15 years prison.
Fraud for what? I mean, you're not giving me anything to go on. What did she do that was allegedly fraudulent?
Well, she was a member of the Democratic Committee or something like that, I think.
Oh, you're talking about the Tallahassee Congresswoman.
What
does that have to do with Facebook? What did you mention Facebook for?
Well, it was on Facebook on...
Someone put it on Facebook.
Showed a picture of her and it looked like she either filed a stinky dude.
Okay, I got you. I'm sorry. When you said Facebook, I was thinking like some Facebook executive or something.
That was a Democratic
congresswoman. That was just in the news. I mean, someone just shared it on Facebook. But, yeah, she, okay. Okay, so where are we going with this?
Right. Well, I mean, I just wanted to see the picture because it looked like, oh, man, I done messed in my pants or something.
Well, I'm sure she has. She's facing five years in prison.
They caught me. In other words, I got caught. I mean, you know, it's just the left don't feel like that they get caught, and they don't feel like that they ought to be anything done to them. It's just my opinion. I don't know. It ain't worth much, but, you know.
Well, we sure appreciate it. I'm glad you checked in with us. Don't be a stranger.
There you go. Thanks.
I got a text here. They'd kill leftists first. Not even Muslims are wrong 100% of the time. Hey, you know, what the irony is, the conservatives who don't want the Muslims here, we're the ones who would be the last to be killed by the Muslims. I mean, you know, I mean, by and large, they would leave us alone. In countries where Muslims take over, conservative Christians are the last people to go. It's the atheists, the leftists, the feminists. That's who goes first. And frankly, well, might be a better place for a little while. I mean, there might be like a bell curve to this.
You're so wrong. I just saw Rex Tillerson on TV, yeah. And standing next to him looked like Kay Bailey Hutchinson, the first female U.S. senator from Texas. And I looked her up, and she's our representative to NATO. I like
Kay.
Good
for her.
She's... when she was state treasurer of Texas, she gave me a ride once.
Yeah?
I had to go to a meeting.
Oh, that's not a metaphor.
No, it's not. we had a meeting at DFW, one of those hotels around DFW, and I had flown from Austin, so I had to go back to Love, and I didn't have a car. And she said, anybody need a ride back to Love? I'm going that way. And the guy worked with me, Matt, and I took a ride. She was super, super nice.
Well, that's wonderful. Yeah, yeah. I'm sure she does a fine job.
She was a good U.S. senator. She's a little bit centrist. She might have been considered establishment, but she wasn't one of these Susan Collins or Lisa Murkowski types. Anyway, I was glad to see her on TV because I thought she had retired.
Steve,
how you doing?
I'm doing good. How about y'all?
We're all right.
Speaking of the left coast, have you ever watched the old Card Shark show?
Oh, yeah.
I happened to stroll through the other night. My wife was watching it, and here was the question they put to 100 members of the studio. The audience.
Yeah.
And you know, the show is produced in Los Angeles, and that's where it comes from. And the question was, if someone gave you $1 million to leave the United States forever, would you take it? And both of the contestants, including the host, said, oh, that number is going to be relatively low. I'm saying around 5, 2, maybe 1 would do that. Well, when the response came back from the audience, it was 30% of the audience said they'd take. And, of course, the audience is from Los Angeles.
Right.
So way back then, the left was being the left.
Yeah.
Have a good day.
Yeah, thank you.
I
think it's probably a product of two things. One is people don't know what $1 million is. They think $1 million is a hell of a lot more than it is. The second thing is a lot of those people probably think there's a better country out there. I just don't know where it is. Certainly not in smelly Muslim.
What's the fascination with Costa Rica?
What do you mean? Why does everybody say that?
A lot of people go there.
Well, it's easy. It's cheap.
Are they nice to you?
In the resort area. You go into the main cities, they'll cut your neck. Bill, JW, sit tight. We'll be right back with you. 21 after Jack and Baron Beck.
Traffic and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
SunTrust Mortgage Incorporated, NMLS number 2915, is an equal housing lender. For full licensing information, visit suntrust.com/mortgage.
Behind every mortgage is a dream. A family spending the holidays together. Memories, both old and new. At SunTrust Mortgage, we believe that behind every mortgage should be a bank you can trust. Not just to help you find the best rates, but to guide you through each step and give you the best information. To inform you of all your options, so you can make smart financial decisions and confidently plan for your future. Because the right mortgage can make a big difference when it comes to making your money work for you. With SunTrust Mortgage, you'll get a partner who is personally involved. An expert that doesn't look at your mortgage as just paperwork and monthly payments, but sees it for what it really is. Your home. SunTrust. Confidence starts here. For a free consultation on how you can still benefit from historically low rates, call 1-800-402-7135. That's 1-800-402-7135. 1-800-402-7135.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman for my friends Pam and Roxanne, owners of Pet Partners, and they have solutions for your pet containment needs. And whether you need work on your old pet containment system or you need a new underground fence, give Pam and Roxanne a call at Pet Partners, 365-5678. Pam and Roxanne at Pet Partners use no shortcuts. They install only the best wire, and they have customers with the same wire for 25 years to prove it. Pam and Roxanne over at Pet Partners, because Pet Partners has solutions. 365-5678.
Dale Johnson here with House Studs. Listen, join us every Saturday morning. We've got a great show. It's going to be a lot of good information. We're going to talk from roofing to foundation to basements, crawl spaces, whatever's affecting your home. So if you need answers, call the show. Dale with House Studs and Bobby T, our DIY guy, every Saturday morning.
House Studs with Bobby T and Dale Johnson. Saturday mornings at 10 on News Talk 93.1 WACV, the voice of Montgomery.
Hi, this is Rick Peters, managing partner at Blue Water Broadcasting. For 12 years, we've called Montgomery home. And one thing that we've learned is that local business drives the local economy. It's the lifeblood of our community. So when you're thinking about a purchase, think local first.
Hi, this is Ron Howard with Southeastern Insurance. When you're looking for any type of insurance, look to us. We're competitive in the automobile, homeowners, boat insurance if you're at Lake Martin, or any type of commercial insurance. We're proud to be a local business, and we care about our community.
It's our community. Buy local, think local. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
My friends over at ASE Credit Union want you to come by and open a checking account, because they want you to experience what absolutely free checking is. ASE Credit Union, absolutely free checking.
They'll help you. They'll hook you up with sanity.
They
instead
will.
Of paying all those fees.
I know, and you just, it's peace of mind knowing that everything's on the up and up, and the people there are working for you, not against you, and you don't constantly feel like you're getting hosed. You're not looking over your shoulder when you walk into the room, and you're like, oh, God, what are they going to do to me next? I mean, it's just awful the way some banks treat their customers. And people just put up with it. Like, oh, I got to have my money in a bank.
Well, they
somewhere.
Don't know any better.
Right.
I mean, that's what they've always, you know, been told and done. It's just a practice over time.
So go to ASE Credit Union. You'll finally breathe. You'll have that deep breath of fresh air and just a generally good feeling. They got a great online app. Their app on the phone is amazing. The website's convenient. You can do all the banking you need on that. And they're part of a nationwide co-op, so you're never without a location where you can cash a check or make a quick deposit or withdraw some money. It's just very, very convenient. ASE Credit Union, their locations all over the river region. There are locations beyond the river region, up in Clannon. See how I said it, Jack?
Clannon. Clannon, unless my father said it.
Greenville, Autauga County, Elmore County, three right here in Montgomery County. So go by ASE Credit Union today. ASE Credit Union. Find one. Love it.
You know, the one out at Chantilly is convenient for you Eastsiders. The one down in the Capitol Complex for you downtowners. And then, of course, the Midtown location right off Perry Hill Road, just off the interstate. You cannot beat it. I mean, zip, 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 zip off the interstate, zip right back on. It's that easy. Bill. I said, Bill.
All night?
All night, Bill. Bill.
Come on, Bill.
Yeah.
There he is. Man, I just was about to give up on you.
No, I'm here. Okay. I'll be 75 next month, and I live in Auburn, and I'm retired from the banking business. And I just accidentally found y'all's station a few months ago, and 93.1, and started listening because I come to Montgomery twice a week just to have something to do with the business part-time. But what I want to say is that everything you said is spot on. What you said a while ago about the left and Muslims in this country, what's going on in this world, I just agree with you 100%, and just wanted to let you know that. Okay?
You just agree with me, not disagree.
I agree with everything you said.
Oh, you sound agree. Like a really enlightened, bright American,
a rational man.
You know, well, you know, I'll be 75. And I've seen it all.
That's
almost.
A good one.
You
have.
You know what I'm saying? I've been around a while. I was in politics myself at one time.
Well, let me, just curiously, I just have a question. When you came to Montgomery and you turned on the radio station and found us for the first time, what brought you back? I mean, what made you want to keep listening?
Because everything y'all say, I agree with. Y'all conservative radio talk show, and I'm very conservative.
Okay.
And everything y'all talk about. I ain't found anything yet that I've heard. I don't hear you all the time, of course, because I come over here 2 mornings a week, but I try to pick you up whenever I can. But I ain't heard anything yet that you said that I disagree with.
Well, Bill is bright. Bill is brilliant. The more I think about it, the more I really like this Bill guy.
Bill has good life experience.
I'm telling you, what bank do you mind saying, or do you want to?
No, I don't mind saying. I actually retired 10 years ago from People's Bank in Selma.
Okay. Yeah, I know that.
That was my hometown. It became Bank Trust, now it's Trustmark, I think.
Yeah.
And moved back to my alma mater, Auburn, graduated in 66. I'm an old guy.
So were you living in Selma prior to moving to Auburn?
Yeah, I lived in Selma a whole life. I was actually on Selma City Council at one time. That's why I'm talking about being in politics. I was involved, you know, in politics a little bit on city government.
Back when white people had a chance to win a seat, huh?
Yeah, Joe Smoothen was the mayor, great mayor.
Oh, Lord, he was something else.
And D.J.O.T., we were real close and knew him real well. And but anyway, my wife and I moved to Auburn and built a house. And I've been a season ticket holder about 48 years. So we go to all the games, you know, we can and everything. So we decided we're gonna move to Auburn. Although it's my hometown, I miss Selma, you know. But we really love living in Auburn. My grandkids are there also now, so that makes a difference.
Well, you said we finally disagree with one another. You said I miss Selma.
Well,
he lived there.
I know.
I lived there my whole life. It's my hometown. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not knocking your hometown.
Got a lot of friends there.
I know a banker in Selma, Ed McCurdy. You know Ed?
Oh, I know Ed real well. Yeah.
His wife, Patty, is a dear friend of mine.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I knew Ed before.
Yeah.
Real well. And he and I talked a lot on the phone when he was one bank and I was in another. We'd compare notes on real estate and other things.
Yeah, we call that price fixing where I come from.
I didn't set any prices. But he was a great guy. And
talk to him next, tell him Jack Campbell said hello.
I will do that, Jack. Good talking to you guys.
Thank you for calling, Bill. Keep it up.
Joey.
Hello.
How are you?
What are you... show crasher?
Yeah. Well, he's been here since like 8:30.
All these people just wander in the studio.
Man,
Jack. Bitter party of one.
You know how to make a man feel welcome.
Yeah. Don't I, though?
Well, welcome to the show, Joey.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know.
I just don't like
You're no bargain either.
I don't like this ill will between us.
There's no ill will,
terrible.
Joey.
We can't go on together with suspicious minds.
I know it. I know.
Let's take one more.
Don't go changing, though.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, a couple of things. First of all, I've been a steady listener since 1991, left the station when it was on 1170 and all the way through 93.1. Yeah. Miss old Don and his Confederate music. But, yeah, it was a great station. Number two, I took my money and put it into the State Employment Credit Union.
Oh, good. Nice. Good.
And the reason, and I want to give them a mark because if you remember how Kamala used to be before it was all taken over and redone, that was like a hometown bank. You could go in there and get a loan for $100 for Christmas and, you know, pay it back or, you know, in small increments or pay it right back. And they wouldn't, you know, they wouldn't tattoo you for interest and all that.
Yeah.
And this is the way this bank operates now is the State Employee Credit Union is like walking into your hometown bank. It really is.
That's what I try to tell people.
And I appreciate y'all turning me on to that.
Well, I'm glad you called because, you know, a listener that is turned on by one of our advertisers and calls in is the strongest
endorsement. Yes, that's good testimony.
Yeah. I mean, it's
well, you know, I try everything that y'all and Dan endorse and everything else because, I mean, and I've always been pleased with everything that y'all put on the
well,
air.
Since you mentioned that, the biggest thing I endorse is bringing large quantities of cash in an envelope that says Baron and leaving it at the front desk. That's the biggest thing I endorse.
Okay, well, I can't do that. Oh, I apologize.
You said you tried.
But I will continue to listen, and I will continue to eat the food, and I will bank at the other bank.
That's a good happy medium right there.
Thanks, J.W. Yes, we appreciate that.
I have one more thing. I have a I took a in-depth class on Muslims and Muslim extremists and the Quran and everything. It was a law enforcement class. And I would love it if y'all would interview the instructor that taught that, that will give you some stuff that is absolutely frightening and that people don't realize or people that are putting their head in the sand about. I mean,
who is it?
Frightening.
Who is it?
He's Dr. Jones. He's out of Kennesaw State over in Georgia, and he's got several YouTube things and written several books. I mean, the guy's a... guy's an expert on it, and he'll wake you up with the Muslim Brotherhood. You know, people think that's an organization in Egypt, but it's right here in the United States.
Do you know Dr. Jones's first name? There appear to be three of them at Kennesaw State.
I will. I'll tell you what. I'll call you back off there and give it to you and give you his contact information.
Type in Muslim expert.
Well, I mean, if I'm gonna have him on the air, what is the difference? I mean, they're gonna figure out his name.
No, I mean, it's in my pocket. It's in my wallet with all his contact information.
All right,
that's what
good.
I'm saying.
Right.
And I'm driving and it's raining.
Oh, safety first, J.W. Safety for 10-2. 10-2.
But, you know, he also showed us proof where the far left wing, is it a NAFTA, whatever it is, where they have met with the Muslim Brotherhood in Europe. And, I mean, they're killing Americans.
Yeah.
The ones in the Middle East are getting the go-ahead from people in Dallas, Texas, Dearborn, Michigan. The mosques,
Michigan's a big Muslim.
Yeah, Detroit and Deerfield, Michigan, yeah. And what they want to do is if you read it right out of the Quran, they want to kill you and I. They want to kill you
and
I.
That's what I was trying to say during the first segment is, and it's the left who, ironically, is importing them, and they'll be the first in line to get killed.
That's right. That's right. And the thing
you know, JW may make it to the end. Now we'll eventually get killed. Don't get me wrong, but
We're going to take a bunch of them with us. But the mosques, you look at the Quran in their green book, the mosques are actually military headquarters that are set up in regions and cities. And it'll blow your mind. So I'll call back with the information.
That sounds good.
If you'd be interested.
But thank
you for what y'all do. You got a great show.
Thank you.
Thanks a bunch.
Yeah, we love the 11 o'clock hours callers. I mean, they're very complimentary. They love talk radio. Oh, and somebody sent me a text. I need to tell, what was his name? Bill? Was he the guy who called from Auburn? Yeah, Bill. Bill, we have an app. Go to the app store. WACV. Hmm. Just download it. Or you can go to TuneIn Radio and do Montgomery, Alabama, 93.1 FM. Or you could go to the station website, newstalk931.com. And if you ever miss a show, there's a podcast link available there as well.
Yeah, I was talking about Islam earlier this week, how Islam and the Islamic Arab world was ahead of the Christian West in about the year 1100, like hundreds of years ahead of them in terms of medicine, mathematics, science. And that's when the Muslim clerics at that time sort of, there was a backlash and a return to orthodoxy that y'all are learning too much.
Yeah.
You're upsetting what is essentially a war mythology in my mind. You'll get some Muslims says jihad's an internal struggle between the good and evil forces within you, but literal translations and how it's been done, carried out by Muslim governments in history, is very much jihad, is a literal war.
Jack, you see terrible. What you started?
Yeah.
He asked about the move of the capital, or the recognized capital on behalf of
Rome,
from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. And it started a whole rant.
Looks like Al Franken's leaving tomorrow.
Leaving where?
The Senate.
On a jet plane?
I hope so.
Is he going to resign?
God knows what we'll get.
Well, I saw where they had a headline on Fox News the other day that 10 Democratic senators are calling for him to resign.
That's right.
And he says he's going to make an announcement. Well, the last time he was going to make an announcement, I thought he was going to resign. He came out there and said,
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
And doggone it, people like me grabbing them. We'll be back.
In all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The liberal establishment will say anything to stop Roy Moore, but we know better.
Roy Moore is a man of character. He knows what it means to serve.
I definitely believe the establishment is trying to stop Roy Moore.
Judge Roy Moore will bring a flashlight of accountability to Washington, D.C.
Education is important in my generation. Judge Roy Moore is a leader that I can trust.
Judge Roy Moore will stand for the rights of the unborn.
I'm a mom. I carry to protect my family. Judge Roy Moore will stand for the Second Amendment.
Yes, Roy Moore stands for securing the border, conservative judges, tax cuts, and rebuilding the military. Here's what our Commander-in-Chief Donald Trump said about Moore's opponent, Doug Jones.
We don't need a liberal person in there, Jones. I've looked at his record. It's terrible on crime, bad on borders, bad with the military, bad for the Second Amendment.
Roy Moore, the right choice for Alabama.
My name's Roy Moore, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Judge Roy Moore for U.S. Senate.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440. Or visit southernhomesandgardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
Hey there, this is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Are you currently paying rent? Why? When you could be investing in your own home. I've got some news just for you. Alabama Home Mortgage is now offering a program that will allow you to purchase your home with only 1% down. You heard me right, 1%. Don't waste your money on rent when you can afford to buy. 1 month's rent could get you into your dream home today. You don't have 1%? Small changes can result in big savings. Savings quickly, skip the coffee, and you can buy a house. Did you know that just 1 year's worth of lattes could get you that 1% you need to get in your dream home? Alabama Home Mortgage can get you pre-approved, closed, and moved into your new home with only 1% down. Sounds like magic, right? Well, pick up the phone and let us wave our magic wand as we turn renters into homeowners. Call me, Kim Williams, at 567-4223, or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's A-L-A, homemortgage.com. To see just how much home you can afford. NMLS 372374, Equal Housing Lender.
Sweetheart?
Yeah?
Well, I've been thinking, I'm tired of this house.
What? You want to move?
Yeah, but we'd have to do some updating, you know, to get top dollar.
Updating really does make a lot of sense, especially when you're talking about lighting. That's where Crosby Electric comes in. They'll help you choose a stunning pendant fixture over your bathroom sink, dramatic flush mount lighting over your kitchen island, maybe some LED panels to backlight your countertops. Energy-saving LED lighting has really come down in price. Or how about a new ceiling fan that moves air more efficiently than fans built only 10 years ago? The bottom line, updating your lighting almost always delivers a full return on your investment.
Well, sweetheart, the house looks fabulous.
Yeah.
Guess I'll put out the for sale sign.
Wait.
What?
I don't wanna move.
Find out how to turn your house into the home you'll never want to leave. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Since 1989, Signs to Go has been Montgomery's vinyl sign and banner leader. And now, with the addition of wide format printing, your signs and banners can have brilliant full color. Whether it's directional signs for your meeting or large grand opening banner, Signs to Go is your one-stop shop for color. Call us at 270-1133 or email us at signs2go@charter.net. We're still on the Eastern Bypass across from Lowe's and Best Buy. That's Signs to Go, Montgomery's sign and banner leader.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. There's been a recent increase in pay, plus a $1,000 sign-on bonus for regional and over-the-road drivers. Visit WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Boy, we've got a raw winter's forecast for the next few days, and it gets a little bit more complicated later in the week. For today, a cold, wet day, a little breezy, the rain mostly light, temperatures steady or falling. I think we'll reach the low 40s by this afternoon. Tonight, a cold rain, overnight low temperature in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, more rain likely, high in the mid-40s at best. Late Thursday night, there could be a brief interruption in the rain before another surge of precipitation comes in Friday morning. On Friday, rain mixed with a little bit of wet snow, temperatures steady around 39. Accumulation is not likely. Then a cold day Saturday, but the sun is back out, high in the upper 40s, and a cold night Sunday night, low 27. Our weather app will keep you on top of these drastic weather changes this week. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Franken theme song?
Yes, this is dedicated to Al Franken. His only comment after women accuse him is, I'm sorry. He may resign tomorrow.
I just can't imagine.
Well, you know, there's two standards.
I'll tell you what, if you're a Democrat, that's a blow. He is a... You could say what you want about him, and he was a funny man and all that. He's kind of an intellectual powerhouse on the left.
Yeah.
And he's a very effective member of that Judiciary Committee. Very effective. And it'll be a blow to them to lose that, to lose him.
Well, 10 Democrat senators are saying he should resign.
No, I'm
they're
sorry.
Finally getting it. Have it both ways.
Well, I think they're setting up the inevitable Roy Moore win and going to try to point out, well, asked them to set down.
Yeah, exactly.
Now they're not asking him to step down. That whole kind of deal. Joey Clark joins Jack Campbell and Baron Coleman here on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Got about 15 minutes left.
How you doing?
In the hour before we have to turn the reins over to the aforementioned Joseph Clark and his nimble sidekick.
Daniel W. Morris.
Daniel W. Morris. But I got to tell you real quickly, if you guys aren't sleeping well, if you got yawn face during the day, if you're tired after lunch, if you're just in a bad mood, go buy Mattress Firm. You can do better in life. And it all starts with a good night's sleep. You know, sleep affects your blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Sleep affects your blood sugar, your cortisol levels, your stress hormone levels. All that can be fixed. Not fixed necessarily, but it can certainly be greatly aided, if not fixed, by a good night's sleep. So go by Mattress Firm and get fitted. Get fitted for a good night's sleep. And it's just like getting a good suit. You can go buy one off the rack, and that's fine. You can order it online. That's great. It might be a little too short. Might not cover your wrist just right. You can go and get custom fitted suit and you look like $1 million. Well, go get custom fitted for the right mattress. You will sleep like $1 million and you'll wake up and feel like the $1 million I always tell you I feel like each and every day. So Mattress Firm, there are three locations right here in the River Region, Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville on the Eastern Boulevard next to Lowe's, or out at East Chase Mattress Firm, where you can save money.
And sleep happy.
And sleep happy.
Is Brenda Lee still alive, Baron? You didn't even know who she
from
was.
The sound of that
I
song,
knew who she
no.
was, but I don't know. She sounded awfully depressed right there.
Well, yeah. I believe she was.
She may have offed herself right after recording that. I never know. What did I hear? Russia banned from the Winter Olympics. That's boring.
I mean, by the way, are you trying to get me in trouble calling Dan my sidekick?
Yeah,
you're trying to get me in trouble.
Well, you know, I always try. Dan doesn't come in and hang out with us ahead of time. You do, so
yeah, who am I
going to be nicer to?
Well, I'm a microphone whore, so.
He usually gets here around 5 and 10.
You know, I stopped by yesterday when you and Greg were on the air because I had to fill out a winner sheet.
Sure.
And, of course, like any good microphone whore, I had to grab a microphone for just a minute.
Yeah.
And I leave. I get a text message immediately from the from 184.
Oh, yes, that
who
guy.
Says, who do you think you are, 84, crashing other shows?
What a bum.
Don't say his name. He might walk in.
No, I think he's working. He was working yesterday.
Working. Just ask JC about that. 84's never working.
Who's JC? James Cole.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of James Cole, I got to tell you, this hour of the program is brought to you by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing. 279-8919 is their number. You can check them out online, coleplumbing.com. You can even like them on Facebook. Let your friends and family know who you prefer for quality plumbing services right here in the River Region. James Cole, CeCe Cole, now Cameron Cole, the whole Cole family over there.
The whole Coles.
The whole Cole family. Keep the Coles in mind right now.
Yes.
Keep the Coles in mind right now.
Yeah.
Things are tough over at Camp Cole.
But it's not business.
Not business related at all. No, business is booming. But
James, we're thinking about you, buddy.
Yeah, we're thinking about you, James. And certainly in our thoughts and prayers. Let's see here. YouTube hire. I've got a bunch of stories. And when I send them to myself and print them off, I have all these great little intros of how I'm going to tease the story and bring it up. And then I get to it's 11:48 and we've not covered a damn story all day.
And you put in a lot more work than I do.
I like to just
do it live.
I've got really? Chinese stocks plunging below a key support. Global tech is just completely melting down. Oh, here's one. Time Magazine.
Welcome to rudderless radio.
Time Magazine named the person of the year. How many units are made up of person of the year?
I was going to bring this exact thing up. One.
One. It's singular.
Yes.
Now, not to mention the fact that among the people of the year, that or person of the year, Time has named in the past. Used to be man of the year.
Didn't they name who named Trump?
Time Magazine last year. But among the person in, I'm doing this in scare quotes, the person of the year, they have named the computer. They have named the planet. So they obviously are rudderless.
Didn't they name the Arab Spring protesters?
I think they did.
Yeah.
They named all kinds of people over the years as the person of the year. But this year, the person of the year is the Silence Breakers. And I got a real problem with this.
Oh, no.
Because the Silence Breakers means before they broke it, they were what?
Silent.
Silent. Yeah. These are people who sat by and watched sexual assault, rape, harassment. Matt Lauer, everybody knew he was a creep going back to 08. Drudge has a great story up today about a roast of Matt Lauer where they were all admitting he was sexually harassing and, if not raping, the staff, so much so that Joe Scarborough this morning said he had to get up and leave the room while the roast was going on.
Wow.
It was that offensive, he said.
Truth and comedy.
That was 10 years ago.
No, wait a minute. Joe Scarborough was offended?
Scarless Borough.
All right.
He was offended. I mean, if you're going to offend Joe Scarborough after he killed a woman in his office.
Maybe he was hitting too close to
home. I think they're going to change the name of that show to Morning Ho.
But anyway, so they were silent, and they sat by and let Matt Lauer go on to rape people. How many people knew Harvey Weinstein was a rapist?
Oh, whole network of folks.
And like Gwyneth Paltrow and all these people are like, oh, he's so scandalous. I'm finally breaking my silence. Yeah, after you let him rape women for 20 years. You know, so I don't think these silence breakers are heroes. I really don't. I think they're complicit.
That actually broke the folks that aren't celebrities, that we probably don't even remember their names, I think they deserve some credit.
Well, some of them probably went to their bosses,
yeah,
and they're really not silence. I mean, they are silence breakers. They went and talked to their boss who probably never acted on it. Now, that happens sometimes.
That happens. So that's one story I wanted to cover, and I wanted to spend time on it, and we're not going to.
But person of the... Yeah, it's...
Yeah, person. One person. Give me a name. Give me a specific person.
Right.
Person of the year is supposed to honor a person. So go with the first one to break the Weinstein story.
Yeah.
Don't go with a computer.
Yeah, I mean, go and if you got a scientist that worked on, go with a scientist. Personify it. Give me a name.
Yeah.
Last year, it wasn't the Republican candidates. It was the God Emperor of the United States, Donald John Trump. Guess who's coming to Alabama?
Who?
Donald John Trump.
He's going to Pensacola.
Has he already been?
Pensacola.
Huh? I think he's already been.
No, I think it's tomorrow.
Is it tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'd love to go down.
If you'd wait till Tuesday.
Well, I can't wait till Tuesday.
It's my birthday.
Well, happy birthday, Jay.
Thanks, but it's not yet. When you're a December boy.
Yeah, December 1st was my birthday.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
It's a good time to be born, the month of December.
Yeah, so close to Christmas.
We take you to lunch, but you work through lunch.
Exactly. Were you a Sag?
Sag.
Yeah, likewise.
Yeah.
Sag over here.
We're kind of weird.
Our horoscope said this week that new beginnings, that we've kind of been down and out for a little while.
Oh, tell me about it, Frida.
Oh, yeah, life is looking up, though.
Is that really the horoscope?
Yeah, saying that new doors will be open.
You believe all that horoscope business?
No.
Nah, Lee, where's Nancy Reagan?
You don't believe there's anything to the stars and all that?
Oh, no, I think there is, but I think even if something isn't true, if you believe it enough and it's positive, it can affect
self-fulfilling prophecy,
yeah,
placebo effect.
And it can affect your life.
You know, it's kind of like Barron saying over and over and over again that he's a great radio talk show host.
Exactly.
And one day he'll believe
it. It's like the Stuart Smalley theory of being great.
I actually taught a class. I was telling someone the story just the other day. I actually taught a class where we learned how to develop mantras, and they are extraordinarily effective if done correctly. But they have to have three characteristics. Audience, are you listening? You're going to want to hear this because it will change your life.
Mm-hmm.
Positive.
Yeah.
First person, present tense. So say you want to stop biting your fingernails. You can't say, I don't bite my fingernails. That's negative. That's not positive. You can't say, I will stop biting my fingernails. That's future tense. You got to be present tense.
Hmm.
All right? You can't say, I like her nails because, no, it's got to be first person. All right? Mm-hmm. So here's the deal. If you want to stop biting your fingernails, you say, I have beautiful nails.
Oh.
See? So tell me something that you want, and I'll give you I'll hand out a mantra. I did this for my students. I gave them all mantras. And you have to say it all the time. You have to put it on paper. You have to memorize it. You have to put it on your mirror. You have to think about it. Put it in your car. You have to constantly be aware of it. And it will eventually, your body and your mind will move, and you will start acting like that mantra. So
I'd like to make more money.
I am a wealthy American.
I'm a rock star.
That's got to be realistic, Joe.
Yeah, I know. No, but it reminds me of the Republican candidates where somebody put together a montage like Huckabee saying, we got to take on the establishment, and Rand Paul saying the same thing, and Rick Santorum saying something about war, and same with Lindsey Graham. And then it goes to the final cut in the montage is Donald Trump at his announcement going, I'm really rich.
Yeah, but that's how you do it.
But
you
that's
say,
the point, yeah.
I am comfortably wealthy, or I have all I need. You know, something like that would be a good mantra.
Yeah.
And then you start to move in that direction. And you know, it's the old deal. You grab like a pendant or something on a string and you hold it and it's still. But if you start in your mind thinking it's moving left and right, it will start moving left and right. And then you start thinking it's going in circles. It'll start going in circles because your mind will begin to control not control the forces of nature, but it'll begin to control your subconscious, and your hand will start making it go in those directions.
Well,
even though you're not trying to do that.
Actually, while I do yoga, it's not any new age woo woo or anything like that. But the guy teaches it constantly quotes Henry Ford. If you say you can or you say you can't, you're right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's all about positive thinking.
Well, help me, Baron. Right.
Positive, first person, present tense.
I wish I had a job.
That is something I cannot fix.
I knew it.
I can't fix. Not even a mantra can fix that, Jack.
I know it.
You know, Ronald
Reagan, Peggy Noonan wrote about, I know you hate Peggy Noonan, because she's a centrist.
I don't hate Peggy Noonan.
She's a centrist. She wrote a book about Reagan because she was a speechwriter. He never said, I will never forget. He always said, I shall always remember.
Right. Mm.
And he corrected that in one of her speeches.
I remember things. Yeah. Positive.
Like,
first
I'll always remember your friendship instead of, I will never forget your friendship.
Yeah. Anyway, audience.
That's kind of cool.
Audience, here's your homework, should you choose. Develop a positive first-person present tense mantra. Repeat it to yourself 50 to 100 times a day. Write it down.
Put it places you'll see it and remember it, and tell me if your behavior doesn't change. I bet it does. I bet it does. You know, I had a student who said, I'm an absolute introvert. I cannot stand going in front of people.
Right.
I get nervous and all that. And I said, I am an outgoing person. Just say that to yourself all the time. I'm an outgoing person. I do well in crowds. And they took these mantras over and over and over. By the end of this quarter, she said, it's unbelievable. I'm talking to people. I'm going up to people. It's actually working. But you got to say it to yourself. Yeah. It's got to be a mantra. And it's amazing. It actually works.
Well, when I went to Trembling Hills, they taught me that.
The positive first-person present tense?
Well, that you should look in the mirror and repeat something five times.
Yeah.
About yourself.
Yeah, five isn't going to cut it. They want you to come back.
I damn sure hadn't helped me.
Yeah, I was going to say, they wanted you to come
I'll
back.
I look in the mirror. I want to run.
Trembling Hills is like a bad mechanic. They want you to come back every month or two.
I've been ugly all my life. When I was born, the doctor tried to hang himself with my umbilical cord.
Joey, you guys have a good show today.
Oh, it should be fun.
Jack, we'll do it again tomorrow morning.
Yes, we will.
Will you be here?
No.
Jack, we'll do it again Friday morning.
Yes, we will.
Will you be here?
Yes, I will.
See you then.
He's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust Smile Makers. The doctors over at Smile Makers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At Smile Makers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at Smile Makers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give Smile Makers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at SmileMakersAL.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
Don't be a humbug. Get into the Christmas spirit with A Christmas Carol at the Alabama Shakespeare Festival. A cast of more than 30 actors bring Scrooge's magical journey to vivid life in this spectacular production. Don't miss the River Region's favorite holiday tradition. Experience all the joy and goodwill of the Christmas season with A Christmas Carol, now through Christmas Eve. For ticket information, visit asf.net.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here, and the holidays are right on top of us.
Yes, they are, Bubba. You know, holiday bacon is right around the corner. If you need pecans for your sweet potato pie or your dressing, cranberries, we've